Hi, everybody. If you've been with us up until now, then you know we're reading John 1 together. This is the Gospel according to John, which is the fourth book of the Bible's New Testament. And we're just at the start, focusing first on verses 1 through 3. We've also looked at verse 10. And the reason we have done this is so that we will greatly enhance our understanding of Genesis chapter 1, way back at the beginning of the Bible. Genesis 1 and John 1 need to be read in parallel with one another. They go together. This is how God writes the Bible. What's read in one passage is expanded in another. So in order to understand the Bible, we have to keep reading. Daily. Steadily. Consistently. Just keep on reading. Which reminds me that it's not too late for you to read John chapter 1, read all 51 verses of the chapter, and read and reread it again and again. As you do so, the text will start to sink deep down into your mind, heart, and conscience. And then as we discuss it here daily, you'll have a much greater understanding of what I am sharing with you. Please read John chapter 1. To get us started today, let me read for you John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 10. This is John 1, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 10. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Now the obvious question here is, who is the Word in verse 1? We answered that yesterday. The Word is Jesus Christ. The Word is Jesus Christ. Jesus is also whom John means by he in verses 2, 3, and 10. So I can reread John 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 10 as follows. Listen again to the reading of the text. In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was with God, and Jesus Christ was God. Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And apart from Jesus Christ, nothing came into being that has come into being. Verse 10, Jesus Christ was in the world, and the world was made through Jesus Christ. And the world did not know Jesus Christ. The Word in John 1 is Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to know why John uses the Word instead of just writing Jesus Christ, then you can write to me and ask. And the reason why I'm not going to share that on this broadcast is because the answer involves understanding the Greek term for Word, as well as the historical context in which John wrote. Now, this will be valuable for all of you to understand. But I'm choosing not to get into this today because I'm eager to move on in our discussion. So should you be bothered that John didn't just write Jesus Christ instead of the Word? John has reasons for doing so. There are always reasons. And I can share those with you if you're interested. My email address, mark@markaswallow.com. M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K. ASWALLOW.com. And that will be shared again at the end today. But moving just beyond that, since Jesus Christ is the Word and John 1, then what do we learn about Jesus? Now, this is what I want you to know. The first and most important is this: Jesus Christ is God. How do we know this? We know this because, as John says, in the beginning was Jesus Christ. Jesus is pre-existing because God is pre-existing and Jesus is God. Let me give that to you again. Jesus is pre-existing because God is pre-existing and Jesus is God. Look at verse 2. Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God. Since God is there, Jesus is there. They are one. Furthermore, we know that Jesus Christ is God because Jesus created this universe and everything and everyone in it. John chapter 1 in verses 3 and 10. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And apart from Jesus Christ, nothing came into being that has come into being. Verse 10, Jesus Christ was in the world, and the world was made through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the creator. Now you say, wait a minute, mister. I thought God was the creator. Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God created. And you're right. God is the creator. But remember, Jesus is God, and so there is no contradiction between saying God created and saying Jesus created. If you only read Genesis 1, you would assume God created. But when you get to John 1 and read verses 3 and 10, you learn that God created through Jesus Christ. Jesus is God. If someone were to come up to me and ask, who created this world and all the people in it? I would say God did. I believe my answer is correct. And if that same person then went over to you and asked you the same question, who created this world and all the people in it? And you said, Jesus did. I believe your answer is correct. And the reason both of our answers are accurate is because Jesus is God. That's what the Bible teaches via Genesis and John and throughout, as we will see. If you think of Jesus as only coming on the scene of human history when he is born to his earthly mother Mary, then you are wrong. Jesus is pre-existing. That is, he exists before Genesis 1:1, and therefore Jesus exists all throughout the Old Testament and all the way throughout the New Testament and today and tomorrow and forever. Jesus Christ has always existed, and he does exist, and he will always exist. It is only, and this is magnificent, that Jesus is a man for a period of approximately 33 years, and his earthly existence commences with his birth in Bethlehem. But read carefully the Old Testament, and you will see him there. In fact, he appears in the first four words of the entire Bible. In the beginning, God. Jesus is God. In Revelation, the final book of the Bible, chapter 22 and verse 13, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He uses the Greek alphabet to make his point. Remember, the original language of the New Testament is Greek. In the Greek alphabet, Alpha is the first letter, and Omega is the last letter. Jesus is saying, I'm the whole alphabet. I span all the way from the first letter to the last letter, A to Z in the English alphabet. Jesus says, I am the first. I was there at the beginning, Genesis 1:1. And I will be there at the last, the end. I do not want to get down into the details of the following story yet, but I do have time today to point you to John chapter 8. This is a stunning chapter in the human life of Christ. I think John 8 is right up there as the most significant chapter in the Gospel of John. And right towards the end of the chapter, Jesus is confronting the Jews with the truth that they reject. In their argument with Jesus, they bring up Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. For them, Abraham was the first of their race and people, and they held him in very, very high esteem. Our father Abraham. Abraham lived more than 2,000 years before the Jews in this true story mentioned his name to Jesus in order to win an argument. Listen to Jesus' reply in John chapter 8, and verse 58. John chapter 8, verse 58. Before Abraham was born, I am. Let me read that again for you. Before Abraham was born, I am. John 8, 58. The Jews did not miss the point Jesus was making. Jesus was saying, I existed before Abraham was even born, meaning I am God. Jesus is telling the Jews, I am God. Jesus Christ has always existed. He does exist. He will always exist. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Oh, we have to understand this. And if we do, and more importantly, if we accept Jesus personally, then the entire Bible will make sense to us and our very own lives will be positively transformed. But if we do not understand that Jesus is God, and if we reject Jesus personally, then we continue to live outside of the life of Christ, and we are doomed, totally and completely lost. Jesus Christ is God. Will you accept this to be the truth for your life? I am not necessarily looking for a yes or no answer today. What I'm doing is inviting you to come along and to see that indeed Jesus is who he says that he is. Jesus makes the claim that he is God. Was he right? Stick with this broadcast and find out. And please come back tomorrow and every weekday hereafter. What I'm going to do is continue to lead us through John chapter 1. In preparation for tomorrow's broadcast, I encourage you all to read John chapter 1, it's 51 verses. And pay particular attention to John chapter 1 and verse 18. I suggest you read verse 18 five or more times. Just get it on your mind for tomorrow. A great way to do that is through repetition. We learn what we repeatedly feed our brains. So let your brain food be John 1, verse 18. Share this with a friend. Invite them to come along with us. And then join us tomorrow for God is.